Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to be here tonight. Are we ready for God's word? Amen. I love the word of God. The psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That means, I wouldn't use the word compulsory, but it is supposed to be in everybody's hand, so that if you have a friend that cannot even afford it as cheap as it is, you should buy for the person. Yes, if you have anybody around you that cannot afford, you should buy for the person and say, "I want you to have the devotional. I want you to have it." So you should buy for the person. This particular one is 3 months together. Maybe from next season we'll start making it 2 months so that it'll be easier to get. That would be as cheap as. You can see that it is not even as expensive as any other small book. But this is intentional, because we want everybody to keep, you know, have a daily devotion with God, consistent quiet time with God, consistent quiet time. So I would encourage you to go grab your copy. Like I said, the one we got last week is almost exhausted. We're going to get more, so you can quickly pick your own. Don't wait for anybody. Amen. So we started talking about the spirit of the Lord. Is that not? Now, I want you to be on the keyboard, but not loud, so that I'm able to pick my peradventure. I want to sing. I'm able to pick straight. So just sound, you can control it so that both online and here, it's not loud. Just very mild so that I can. So Isaiah chapter 11, that's where we picked it from. We started from Revelation, then we built up a whole lot talking about it. But today I want to answer questions, so I'm going to touch what we, you know, were eager to enter into last week. So I will now be able to take questions. I was really planning to really rush it, but somehow in my spirit it's like, why are you rushing? Teach them. On Sunday they rush. So why are you rushing them today? So I plan to do understanding and counsel tonight, but I'm sure of understanding. But I can't counsel myself if I will do counsel. So let's just stay with, let's believe that if we're able to hit through with time, we'll get into understanding and counsel. But if not, we're sure that we're going to do understanding, because I want to take questions today. Amen. So let's read again Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1 to 3. Please pay attention, no distractions. I'll be discussing things that I believe that if you get what I'm discussing today, if you get this one, if you get this, this can be the key that can unlock almost anything for the believer. Anything, if you get it. What I'm about to discuss today, the Bible says, in all thy gettings. So I know what I'm saying. Anything you have gotten in life, the Bible says it doesn't count if you have not gotten this one. I'm not the one saying it. You see it. In all thy gettings, can you imagine that? Get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, is that not? He said, but in all thy gettings, that means plus wisdom itself and knowledge. He said, in all thy gettings, you should get understanding. And there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So you see now, we started. The Spirit of wisdom. We have dealt with the Spirit of the Lord. Is that not? And we have dealt with the Spirit of what? Wisdom. You know, every time we talk about the Holy Spirit in church, and you're coming for a service where the Holy Spirit we talked about or thought about, one of the things that people always think about is usually the fallen dimension, the scattered dimension. If you critically look at the seven spirits of God, the only two that have scattered falling dimensions is the Spirit of the Lord, authority and might. Every other one, they are calm. They have to do with open your sense. So it's like 2/7. If 2/7 can be that dramatic, what will 5 be if he enters you? Are you getting what I'm saying? So that dimension is beautiful. We will always experience it. We can't stop because many times you are overwhelmed. Sometimes you can't help it. That's normal. It shows you that if he can come upon the person like this, what if he decides to work on your mind? What if he decides to work on your character? What if he decides to work on your person? What would you look like? Are we getting what I'm trying to say here? So please pay attention. Pay attention. There are not so many teachings about the seven spirit of God. Like when I also studied, and I discovered that there are not so many. There are teachings about the Holy Spirit, intimacy with the Holy Spirit, friendship with the Holy Spirit, things about the Holy Spirit. But about the seven spirits of God, there are not so many. And that's why, if you go around, you may not even see so many things about it, just a few here and there. But I believe that in this dispensation, as we climax the end of this particular age, one of the things that God will do is the massive release. He's done it already, but a lot of people are still struggling to receive. So there's going to be a massive understanding and awareness of the Spirit of God, the seven spirit of God, and people will be able to operate in it fully, and they will know what they are operating. Like when I'm done today, you will have understanding of what understanding is, because it's possible that you don't understand what understanding is. There are many times where I've had to discuss with students writing examinations, and do you understand? Yes. But how did you fail? Nobody has understanding and fails. You failed because you lack understanding. You don't need to like what I'm saying. That's why the person failed. That's the simple truth. Are we here together? That's the simple truth. So get ready for it today. So the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. I hope to touch counsel too. The spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. So I have done a good job with spirit of the Lord. I've done a good job with spirit of wisdom. How many of us you really enjoy the spirit of wisdom? Powerful, powerful. You can always get the message online, listen to it again and again and again. You know, just refresh your mind. I don't mind you go on Spotify and just put it on the playlist and just listen again and again and again and again, and again, and again until you are full of understanding and wisdom. As you're listening to it, one of the things that happens is that the Holy Spirit himself that is being talked about, he has the capacity to overwhelm you also. Because the words that I speak, they are not ordinary. Jesus said they are spirit and they are life. And the word of God is quick and powerful. The words we speak now as I speak, it's not ordinary, it's spirit. That's why he has the ability to make a person do the things that I am communicating. Communicating, a person can all of a sudden start acting in that manner. We talk to devils and they listen. We talk to demons and they can hear. Because the words are not ordinary. If we're ordinary words, devils and demons, sicknesses and diseases will not listen. Are we here together? So it's not ordinary. So let's dive straight into it. The spirit of understanding. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17 to 18. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17 to 18.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. You've poured out your power and love, and I sing holy, holy, holy. I see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. You've poured out your power and love, and I sing holy, holy, holy. And I sing holy, holy, holy. See.
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. Let's do from verse 15 in context. From verse 15. For this reason, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped. Paul is saying, if you want to get the full context of everything, you go down and you start reading from verse 3, then you will get. So he's saying, because of the things I have said from verse 3 down to verse 14, for this reason, since I heard of your faith, since I got to know that you got born again and you are saved and you have known Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I thought that the most important thing to consider praying for you about would be this. I believe that prosperity will not be the first thing to pray for you about. I believe that what you need now will not be just a visa, a nice house, or a nice car. All these things will be added. He said, but since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, as soon as I got to know that you are born again, he said, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. In other words, I'm so grateful that you have received Jesus. I'm so grateful that you have come to know him. I'm so excited that you have accepted him as your Lord and your personal Savior. He said, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my word, prayers. Why? He said, I keep asking. In other words, Paul is saying, this is my request. One of the most important requests that I have for you, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom. What we discussed here last week, is that not? Wisdom. I'm praying that he will give you wisdom. And what? Revelation. Now this revelation is an unveiling, so that you'll be able to, you see, it's not possible to I wish you had another comprehend when the spirit of understanding has not come. You will not comprehend. So Paul is saying, all the things you will be taught, all the things they'll be sharing with you, all the things you will hear about, I'm praying, and I've been praying and keep asking God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious prayer, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. That's the first thing I'm praying about, revelation, so that you may know him better. In other words, you can be in church for several years and yet not know him. You just know about him. You know the history of the man Jesus. You know the historic Jesus. But you have not encountered him. There is a kind of knowledge. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying here? I'm tempted to show you something so fast. Thank God it's a teaching. So I can take my time to show us this. Oh, glory to God. You need to see this. So I'll show you. Paul is speaking here. So look at what he's saying in verse 17. 17. That may give unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom. Now the spirit of wisdom, wisdom here is Sophia. It encompasses both spiritual and secular wisdom. It encompasses all. Sophia. Spiritual wisdom is there. Worldly wisdom is there. All kinds of wisdom. Wisdom in all its ramifications. That means the believer is not permitted to live like an ordinary person. The believer is supposed to be living a high class, because you're not just operating secular wisdom. You also have the spiritual understanding, the spiritual wisdom. Sophia, are we here together? Wisdom broad and full of intelligence. Use of the knowledge of very diverse matters. So God wants us to have that level of wisdom. He said, that's what I'm praying for you. I don't want you to be myopic. I don't want you to see small. I started praying from the day I heard about your faith in Christ Jesus, that God will give you spirit of wisdom, Sophia, and the next thing he's going to give to you is what? Revelation. Somebody say revelation. Yes. He's going to give you wisdom and he will give you revelation. The word revelation is apocalypsis, unveiling. He will give you the ability to see things that are hidden will be unveiled. There are many things you are not aware of right now, but Paul is saying, I'm praying that step by step, God begins to unveil matters to you. He begins to unveil things that you would see and you say, wow. That's why he said, eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard, it has not entered to the heart of men. He said, but we by the Spirit, we have access to these things. That's revelation. We are privy to these things. There is an unveiling and it comes by the Spirit. And that's why when John was in the island of Patmos, you see the Bible talked about angels coming at different times. He's having encounters and the angel will come and say, come up hither so that I will show you. In other words, John, where you are, you cannot see this. A person that is at the valley cannot explain things to those who are on the mountain. And that's what happens sometimes when we're preaching. Sometimes it looks like you're preaching about people until the Spirit of God gives the man of God himself understanding to break it down. So it takes understanding to break things down, for people to grab it, for people to lay hold of it, just in little chunks, and they can say, yes, I have seen it. Somebody under the sound of my voice tonight, this prayer that Paul prayed, Kenneth Hagin said he kept on praying it over and over. I've typed it out somewhere and I've been praying it. And I'm saying, God, from time to time, I think again, I say, God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I want to know you better. That's why Paul himself, he couldn't outgrow it. One day he woke up and he said, that I may know you. Paul, what exactly do you want to know? He said, we cannot exhaust the knowledge of him, because this is God we're talking about here. He said, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering, be made conformable unto your death. Paul asked God to give him that dimension of revelation. Then if you move forward, you see again now, let's go on. He says, 18, the eyes of your what? Understanding. The eyes of your understanding be what? Enlightened. The eyes of your understanding. Can you see that now? So there is an understanding that you need to have. There is the eyes that is not the one you see with physically. There is the eyes that you see with, it's right inside your heart. There is, oh God. That's why we sing the song, open the eyes of my heart. I'm not talking about my physical eyes. I can see right now. Now, if a blind man's eyes of understanding is enlightened, he will have better revelation than a man who has physical sight. It will not be a function of physical sight at all. And that's why a person can be blind and still have hope, wealth, and live a better life than a person who is physically seeing. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about here. There are many of them around the world today. And sometimes you'll be wondering, you have two eyes, what are you doing with it? And somebody doesn't even have two, and he's made so much of wealth. He doesn't know what his house looks like. He doesn't know what anything looks like, but something is happening around the person. Meaning that vision is not a function of the physical sight, it is a function of the mind. Now that is your mind, mental. There is another mind that is the mind of the spirit. When that one is enlightened, you can understand spiritual things. When that one is enlightened, the way you handle spiritual things will be different. When that one is enlightened, we will not struggle to explain certain things in the church any longer. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? So Paul said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Why? He said that you may know what is the hope of his calling. In other words, you are born again, but do you know what the hope of his calling? Now they have called us. Do you know what is ahead of, what lies ahead of us? Do you know the glorious life that lies ahead of us? The Bible says they that have this hope in them, they purify themselves. There is a hope that they have, and the conviction based on that hope, it makes them purify themselves. They that have it. So Paul is saying, I want your eyes to open, because as soon as your eyes open, you will see differently. As soon as your eyes open, everything will change. As soon as your eyes open, you will not be acting the way you have been acting before. There will be a dimension. Just like Elijah. Elijah saw something the servant wasn't seeing. So he wasn't afraid, but this other person was afraid. He was seen physically. Both of them could see physically, but this one was seen in the spirit. This one could not see in the spirit. And because of what this one could not see, fear gripped him. Why am I not afraid of the future? There's something I'm seeing. Why is this one afraid of the future? There's something he's not seeing. That's the difference. Understanding that I have. Are you getting what I'm saying here? They call people and say, come and serve God. Come and do that. They will rather take many other options. Hey, what I've read in the scripture, and it changed my mind. The Bible said it's a great thing to serve the Lord. That was the understanding that changed my life. That understanding made me pick my law degree and I kept it on one side. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. If for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's an understanding. Not everybody can talk like that. Not everybody has that kind of communication. But when the eyes of your understanding is enlightened, you will see the King seated on the throne. You will see His Royal Highness. You will see Him in the glory and the splendor and the beauty of His power. Everything on earth will fade. Nothing else will matter right in His presence. Those who have encountered Him, they cannot but forsake all. I sent you a video sometime the other day on the page about the dear man of God. The man of God was praying for somebody who will go, and the little boy said, I will go. Now, whatever it is that he saw that day, many people are not aware. The adults, of course, they were grown up, so there was no need. You know, they weren't seeing visions. All they could see would be dreams at that level. But he saw a vision, and he said, I will go. They didn't know why the boy was saying, I will go. Years after he grew up, the vision did not leave him. So there must be something Livingstone caught that day. He caught something that day, and after that day, he grew with it till he came to Africa, and that's how he lived his life. He went through, studied medical medicine. At the end of the day, that was not enough. Somebody else would have been distracted if he had not seen something superior. Oh, you know what happened to Stephen? The Bible says they were stoning Stephen, and when they started stoning Stephen, all of a sudden, his eyes opened. Kamina Kashai Kapolaska. His eyes opened, and while they were stoning him, instead of the pain, he was just smiling. And they were wondering, is this guy stupid? What's happening to him? They could not see what he was seeing. They were wondering and expecting that he would shout and say, no, kill them, or maybe jump at one person, bite the person's ear off, something like that, just to express your annoyance. But the guy was smiling, and all of a sudden the Bible says he saw Jesus. Jesus stood up, the one that he had lived all his life for, the one he was professing, the one he was confessing, the one he was ready to die for. Paul said it clearly, and that's what Stephen was standing by, that if I have to die, I will die. If I have to attain the resurrection, whatever it is, I will live my life just for him. Immediately he saw Jesus lifted on the throne, all the stones lost their strength on him. They were stoning and he wasn't feeling it again. I believe at that point the sight of Jesus had given a glorified state. And every stone they just threw at him, it didn't have any effect. Why? He has seen Jesus, the Lord, the King.
When people get born again these days in church, when we make altar calls, you wonder why they are just chewing gum and they are coming out. You wonder why they're just in like this. Those days when you really have an encounter with Jesus, there'll be some tears all over you. You're living that day and you're still wondering. You're sobbing all night. Times will come, you just wake up and it's like Jesus woke you up and you're just having Jesus crying and you just know that something is important. Some other person made the same confession and went back to exactly the same place they were coming from. But this other person made that decision and it was goodbye world forever. I found something bigger. The Bible talked about the man who goes to buy precious pearls, and when he got to a particular place, he saw one. Of all the things he had bought all his life, he kept them in the house, but he saw one. Then guess what he did? Because he could not afford that one, he went back home. There are certain things you have to leave and go back. Do an assessment. He went back and he counted everything he had ever bought in his life. And he weighed all of them. None of those things would matter to one that he had found. He sold everything, took the money, and went back to buy this one. And that's why I say, buy the truth, sell it not. When you have found it, you have found it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? That understanding, that comprehension. Paul started praying for them that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Why? He said so that you will know the hope, what's the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The riches of the glory. This is not just material wealth now. It is something that transcends material wealth. It can be translated. When you have it, it can be translated to anything. But it transcends material wealth. He said, what are the riches? When you know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is. Paul said, I want you guys to know it. I want you to understand the wealth of being a saint. So you're about to get born again and say, you're born again. They're laughing at you. And you're feeling like, you're feeling somehow. Wow, you're supposed to look at them and say, wow. I remember many years ago, I look at my friend and say, God, these guys don't know what they are missing. And I've never regretted it. Not one day. Not one day. Why? My eyes just opened and I saw. I saw it clearly. What shall it profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I'm not losing anything. I'm not losing anything. I'm not missing anything in the world. There's nothing there. What somebody sold everything to buy one thing. I bought that one thing. I can't sell this masterpiece to go buy trash again. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So Paul said, I need you guys, your eyes to be open so that you know the riches of the glory of his inheritance. So God has an inheritance. And he said, I want your eyes to be open to know the wealth of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding, go there, continue. And what is the exceeding greatness of his word? Power. Towards us, who do what? Believe. According to the workings of his mighty power. In just this verse, Paul had touched the spirit of might, had touched the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, almost everything. Just a prayer. You can imagine when this prayer is answered in the life of a person, it will not be normal. Oh, this person cannot be normal. This kind of person, if you are even 16 years old, they'll be wondering what's wrong with you. Jesus was 12, and because he was operating at the high dimension, like this, at age 12, the Bible says that professors will sit down and they'll be gisting, and Jesus will be giving answers. And one time they came around and they said, one day he was teaching in the temple, and while he was teaching in the temple, the disciples, the members of the Council of the Sanhedrin and other people, they said, what kind of wisdom is this? That so much mighty works are done through this guy. Whoever speaks like this. In fact, some people sent their servants to go and check Jesus Christ out, to go and see and hear what Jesus was saying. And when they got to the place and they listened to Jesus, they came back to their masters. And guess what they said to their masters? Their masters, their rabbis, their own teachers, they said, we have never heard anybody teach like this. You know what they were telling their boss? You didn't learn work. I can imagine how the boss will feel. After he had read the 5 books of Moses, and maybe he added another 2 books, and he had read the book of Job, and had read everything, and this guy just comes from nowhere, and they say how old he is. They say he's 30 years old. Go and listen to him, and come back and give me gist of what he's doing. And when they came back, he said, sir, Rabbi, he must have spoken in Hebrew. Christ, Kabundas, Kabiandos, Kabara, that man, nobody. Yeah? The guy will be jealous. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That's the level of the fullness that Jesus manifested. And the Bible says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? That's why when you have every opportunity you have to study the word, every opportunity you have to glean from scriptures, to sit down with the Holy Spirit and get him dissect scriptures to you, you pay attention, because if he gives you light, in your light, many others will begin to even see light. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. In other words, the wisdom will spring into the songs you write, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. Glory to God. Wow. I'm already getting carried away. So let's start. Let's get into it. Are we here together? So it is the spirit of understanding that is responsible for the opening of the believer's eyes. It is the spirit of understanding that is responsible for opening your eyes. The reason why many people are blind spiritually is because they lack the spirit of understanding. Hey, it's very easy to grasp. Just see it. A teacher is sitting, standing in the class, and he's just had a very powerful lecture. And when he's done with the lecture, somebody's like, wow. Then the other person is like, what is he saying? Ah, this guy is already exam ready. This one is asking, what is he saying? What's the difference between both of them? This one caught knowledge, but he has issues with wisdom and understanding. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because knowledge, you can get it. Knowledge, take it. Then wisdom is more like an application that is backed up by the energy to do that thing. Then understanding is different. Understanding at the level where it is a level of comprehension where what you just said you have wisdom of, you can do it again and do it again. Then you establish a perspective, a pattern, a lifestyle. That is the understanding that is understanding that makes a person a medical doctor. That was not, you need to understand what I'm saying now. He was once an ordinary person. So he stayed in the class and he got knowledge. All of us got knowledge, but at the end of the day, everybody did not become a medical doctor. Some of them still have knowledge, but they've not gotten understanding. So as soon as they keep failing the exam, they will remain there. Whoever passed the exam has understanding. When we're in school, you have what we call understanding mathematics, and they will give you example one, example two, example three. And sometimes after they've given you an example, the expectation is that if you have understanding, solve it. Then you start the first one, you set the second one, you set the third one. Then sometimes when you get to the sixth one, you're wondering, they didn't give us this one. No, they gave it. It is the glory of a king to conceal a thing. It's the honor of kings to search it out. So the glory of that one to conceal it, you are the one who will search it out. In other words, if you say you have understanding, if we turn it like this, can you still do something with it? So what they were giving you plus, then they gave you plus minus. They now gave you plus minus bracket divided by, hey. And you say, that is the realm of understanding. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the first one is knowledge. Then if you say you understand the examples, they are telling you that anybody who understands all these examples should be able to solve all the questions. And truth be told, we are going to have those guys in class. We know them now. Forget anything. You now look like you are as if you are an idiot. You just they say, why? What's wrong with you? Why can't you do anything? That was what happened to me many years ago when my friend said, Oji, you know no book. You'd be dull. Kai. If you were in this generation, I would have had serious depression. But you know what? Guy, teach me what you're supposed to teach me. That one are your business. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because I didn't understand what we're talking about. I didn't understand it. And I wouldn't lie about it. I don't understand it. Are you getting what I'm saying? I can't understand it. So understanding is your ability to comprehend something. The ability to understand the ground on which you stand. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the good thing about understanding is that it will shift your perspectives. It will shift your behavior. It can make you an authority. It is the understanding that makes us now give that guy a title, medical doctor, or we say he's now a lawyer. The reason why the other person is not called doctor or lawyer or engineer or whatever it is because he has not gotten understanding. He doesn't have mastery. We can't trust him with the lives of people. So they will say, go write the exam again. Then he does it the second time. Then he goes down again. They say, go write it again. If that guy leaves the medical school with the level of knowledge he has, if you leave him like that, they need to help him so much until he passes and gets the license. Because if you leave him like that, he'll be a quack and he'll kill people. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So after salvation, not every believer has understanding. Many are not yet aware of the hope of their calling. If people lack understanding, it is obvious in the way they treat spiritual things. That's one of the things I realize. If people don't have understanding, you will see the way they treat spiritual things. You will see the way they act. You will see it in the way they behave. You will see it in the way they talk. They will always see things that are so supposed to be treasured. They will just trash it. They lack understanding. A little child doesn't know the value of your phone. That's why I put inside the water. True or false? He lacks understanding. And when you're beating the child is like, why are you beating me? What did I do? What did I do? I slap you again. But the truth is that child lacks understanding. If the child understands the price, if the child understands how you labored, how that when the last one got missing, it took 4 months to buy another one. If the child understands that the phone is worth school fees for 2 or 3 years, will the child throw it into the water? So you see the reason why many people are throwing precious things off anyhow is because they lack what? Are you getting the gist tonight? Yes. Yes, you need to get this. Because I knew it in my heart. I said to myself when I was studying, if everybody gets this, Christianity will be different. Our behavior, our approach will be very different. When people lack understanding, it will be obvious. When you see a person who is totally disloyal, they lack understanding of the implications of disloyalty. They've not been taught. Because if they're properly taught and they understand the implications and they know what happened to Absalom and they see what happened to many other people in the scriptures, you know, like Judas Iscariot, they will run away with all their lives. But because they lack understanding, they say, don't tell me that. He's a man, I'm a man. She's a woman, I'm a woman. Hey! And that's why there are some things that are too high for you. You don't dabble into it. When you don't understand the thing, hold on, ask questions. Don't just do it because a foolish person who does, that's the difference between wise and foolish people. Foolish people lack understanding and they just head on. But one thing with wise people is that whatever they don't understand, they keep inquiring. A wise person will inquire, please explain to me, why this? Why that? If I don't do this, what will happen? What is the implication? What are the consequences? What if this turns like this? That is a man who is inquiring, a person who wants to know more. Are we here together, church? Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? I told you that it took a lot of people their second, third divorce to know what submission is. It took a lot of men a very hard life where they were at their deathbed to understand what fatherhood is. Almost dying before they knew what it means to be a father. Unfortunately, they don't have time again to correct it. May it not be too late. Oh, you didn't get what I just said. May it not be too late. In the name of Jesus, understanding. Tell your neighbor, understanding. Tell the person, are you getting understanding? Yes. It is a sign that they lack understanding. You know, one of the things the spirit of understanding does is to show you the implication. Write it down. The consequences of what you're doing. It will show you the implication. If you're doing like this, see where it will lead you. If you're doing like that, that's part of what understanding does. And based on that understanding, you begin to weigh your actions. You begin to ask questions. Am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to act in this manner? If I do this, what will it result to? Hey, church, are we being blessed tonight? You just wake up on Sunday morning and you see it's supposed to be 8 o'clock service. And it will close by 10. And somebody comes to the service 15 minutes to 10. And when you are close service, he's walking home confidently again. Woo! Throwing treasure. You know what it means to carry a treasure chest and just throw it into the sea? What did you get? He said, we saw each other. I greeted some people here. I joined them, shared the grace. What? What? You didn't get anything. What you did not hear might be your biggest undoing. Are you getting what I'm saying? No, people, when you see people strolling to church late, they lack understanding. When you see people who are struggling and all of a sudden God blesses them, they got some little money in their pocket, and you invite them for midweek service Sunday and they say, I'm very busy. Oh, you lack understanding. If you know the God that we serve, the Bible says he raises the poor from the ash heaps and he puts that poor to sit with the prince of the people, and he can bring the one up and bring that person down. That understanding should change your perspective. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? Does it make any sense to you? I really don't have time. I'll find time to pray. I'm just really busy. You know, money things. Hey, you lack understanding. Because if you have understanding, you will understand that he killeth and maketh alive. One can sleep this night and not be alive tomorrow. Can you see what understanding is costing a lot of people? They lack understanding. Understanding is a revelation. The revelation, an opening to understand implication of things, the consequences of things, the whys about different things. Then it begins to shape your character. It begins to shape your perspective. It begins to affect the way you behave. Oh my God. Somebody will never be the same again after this teaching. Oh, somebody, after this encounter, you will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I'll never be the same. I touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never. I will never, never be the same. I touch your grace. Listen, understanding. The unwillingness to preach the gospel is a lack of understanding. Oh, when you know that one day the trumpet of the Lord will sound, and the Bible says two will be grinding on a mill, one will be taken and the other will be left. Are you getting what I'm saying? You'll be in the sitting room eating in your parlor and you just discover that somebody has left. Who's remaining? If you know somebody will remain, what would you do about their state? Understanding. You will not be able to leave a person who does not know Jesus the way they are. No! You will want to act speedily because you are like salt that knows that if I don't do something about this person will petrify. And when the person gets messed up like that, you'll be useless. Because a time will come, child of God, when the trumpet of the Lord sounds, mercy will be taken off the face of the earth. And people will not have opportunity again. The Bible says those that have this hope in them, they purify themselves even as he is pure. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Is it making any sense? So when you see, let's evangelize, let's preach, let's go out. My brother, you know, easy. But you are saved. If you understand that the Bible says that I will require the blood of the sinner from your hands, you will do something about it. Or you will have to do something about it. You will not be comfortable. You can't just relax like that and say, it's not my business. You will be like Cain. And that's why God said, he said, am I my brother's keeper? What? And God said, why are you sounding like that? He said, am I my brother's keeper? And he killed his brother. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Then God said, okay, no problem. I'm going to put a seal on you. Nobody will be able to kill you. In this, your miserable state, you will live very long. It's a big punishment. You will live with the regrets and the pain, the emotional trauma of killing your brother. He said, anybody that tries to kill you, you will have multiple pain. In fact, I won't let them. I'll put a sign. When they see you, they will leave you. You will behave. You will do something that will make people kill you. They will not. In other words, the only thing that will kill Cain is either death or he will kill himself. Many of us don't know. When you read that thing, you just look at it. No, you need to understand. It means the day I decide that you will go, that's the day you will go. If I've not decided, only you will have the right to take yourself off. So nobody will be able to do it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Am I communicating? Understanding. The unwillingness to give is a sign of lack of understanding. The Bible says there is he that withholds, yet he has nothing. There is he that scattereth and yet has so much. I have found the truth. I have discovered it. And since I discovered it, I had to make a practice. I had to tell myself, what can I do to practice these things that I have? Since I say I understand giving and I understand financial prosperity and I understand how to build wealth, and not earthly wealth I'm talking about here alone. No, the Bible says, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven where rot and moth does not eat. And while others are talking here, and God has shown us how, he said he called the rich guy. You remember the rich young ruler? The guy came to Jesus and he has said so many things. He had understanding of many other things in the law. And Jesus saw him, and the Bible says Jesus loved him. Wow. In other words, if that guy had followed Jesus, he probably would have taken the place of John the Beloved. Because Jesus loved him. The Bible says, and he loved him. Then Jesus said, come, let's do a final test. Let me see if you really have understanding of what you're talking about here. And he said, you know what? Go and sell all your property, your goods and everything, and give the money to the poor. Come, follow me. And what Jesus was saying is that if you have understanding, you will know that following me is more important than having all the things you have. And the Bible says the guy turned his face like this. He went away and he did not return again. In other words, he preferred to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Count the costs. When he saw it, he said, wow, this is heavy. He said, but he was sad at these words and went away sorrowfully, for he had great possession. In other words, I can't part with what I have. Jesus, take your eternal life. But he was just asking, what must a man do to inherit the kingdom? And Jesus said, you want to know? He said, yeah. You need understanding? He said, yeah, give me. And Jesus gave him. And he said, this is eternal life, that you will know me. If any man will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. The guy said, is that what it means? He said, yes. Bible said he was, you could literally, his face just fell. That means he had built all his life on his wealth. That means he was saying that, give me option between two, whether to keep my money or to follow this Jesus to eternal life. I choose my money. And he did it confidently. He walked away. If only he had understanding. If Judas had understanding of the 12 thrones that Jesus told them about. Understanding can make you lose everything. If you lack it, you are gone. Just imagine that the eyes of Judas was open that moment and he saw himself, that you will be sitting, the 12 apostles of the Lamb, they will sit and they will judge the 12 tribes. And Judas just see himself on the throne, sitting with Peter, with and many other apostles. I believe if he had understanding, he would never kill Jesus. He would never betray Jesus. He would have told that devil, get out of my space. Those are some of the things I try to share in the 40 days devotional of overcoming the flesh. The understanding you need to have. There's a kind of understanding you have. Flesh will lose its grip. Child of God, this is how many years it has lost its grip. And I'm confident to say it. Not boasting in the flesh, but I have an understanding. I knew something. I caught something. And as soon as I caught it, I said, goodbye. I have overcome. Sin is a dethroned monarch. It's not just a confession. It is an understanding. Do you know you can be confessing what somebody else is confessing and they are doing something you cannot do? They are doing it based on an understanding. If you try it, you will fall. Why? They understand something. There is a revelation behind the confession. Is anybody getting me in this church? Understanding. Hey, if the spirit of understanding is at work in your life, high level of discretion, you'll be able to distinguish right and wrong. The Bible says when it comes upon him, he'll be quick to understand. He'll be quick to have revelation. Anytime they brought anything to Jesus, can't you see? Sometimes he will just look at them. And the Bible says, Jesus, knowing what was in their heart. Knowing what was in their heart. The Pharisees came and they wanted to tempt him. And this one said this, that one said that. And Jesus Christ, he looked at them. And when they expected him to answer a question, he gave them another question. And the Bible says sometimes they will just walk away and they'll say, ah, what kind of person is this? Understanding. He knew where they were going to. He knew they would trap him. He knew what they would say. And based on that understanding, he decided to give them their own test. And they kept failing. All of them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? Yes. Not praying or studying the Bible is a lack of understanding. You're depriving yourself. You're depriving yourself. If you have understanding of what your life can become, you will fight all your life to beat social media distraction. The level of distraction has become so high. And the reason many people are buying into it confidently, boldly, is because they lack what? David said, teach me to number my days. In other words, I don't just want to live like a goat. Goats don't have goals. I don't want to live like that. I don't just want to live like that. He said, teach me to number my days. Why? He said, so that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. So that I will apply the wisdom that is required and do what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to live like a fool. And the Bible says at the end of the day, when David had served the purpose of God in his generation, they put his leg on the bed and he slept. Kai! See the kind of life that understanding gave the man. Are we here together? Is anybody learning from what I'm discussing today? If you have understanding, you will run away from dishonoring your parents. Because the Bible says your light will be put out. You'll run away from that. Say, no, who be that? No, don't tell me anything. Eh? Your mom, your dad. Hello. Get some sense. Just a little. If you have understanding, if you take time to analyze the whole situation critically and know that your life, whether you'll be alive or dead, was right in the hands of those people at the early stage of your life. If they left you, would have entered the fire. If they left you, some of you would have, you know how parents run and you're about to, they run after you. If they had left you, you would have fallen severally and you would break your head. They had to put things around the bed so that you will not fall like and die. And now you have one thing or the other and you're saying everybody should have been able to take care of themselves. You lack understanding. There are many things I can talk about. So you would get to understand that the reason why many people do the things they do is because they lack what? Understanding. Many people choose to live a life in secret sin and they are saying, nobody see me now. Pastor, no, they see pastor. Oh my God. Hey. You're dull in the mind. Very dull in the mind. The Bible says the eye, can't you see that the seven spirits, they're actually eyes? And it says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the earth. He's running to and fro through the earth and he's seeing everything. And he said, pastor, who's pastor? Who's Pastor Mavis? Who is he in the scheme of things compared to the God whose eyes runs to and fro? The Bible says the eyes represent the eyes of the Lord that runs to and fro. He's seeing those who fear him. He knows those who honor him. He knows those who are pretenders. He knows those who are deceptive people. And the Bible says to the crafty, he shows himself crafty. No wonder they can't come out of certain things in their lives. Why? Because they thought they were smart. And God said, this is craftiness. And he said, nobody see me. And he said, nobody will really see you again. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. We want to see you, Lord, help us see you.
I began to ask questions. Why did Billy Graham live the way he lived? He lived and he entered a covenant with his friends. And all of them entered a covenant because of their calling. For the sake of their consecration. Why did Livingstone live the way he lived? Why did this? I just look at it and say, why? There is an understanding. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth him that understanding. When he has that understanding, he will run away from nonsense. When you have that understanding, you will not live a cheap life. When you have the understanding, you will not tolerate certain things again. When you have the understanding, kingdom will be your priority. When you have that understanding, nothing else will matter than the kingdom. Then seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness. It will be clear to you. You know, you can quote it for several years and not even understand it. And some people say, oh, pastors, that's what those pastors are always saying, so that they use it to get people. Hey,
pastor that can sleep tomorrow and not wake up himself? What is his profit? What will it profit the person to live like that? One sign a person has understanding is the value they place on spiritual things. People of understanding always consider the consequences of their action. They wait on the balance before they take action. It is the spirit of understanding that guides you to teach God's word with balance. Like I say, you know, a lot of preachers everywhere, they just preach every single thing. This one is preaching to this extreme. He doesn't care what will happen to the souls of men. This other one is preaching to this extreme. He doesn't care what will happen to the souls of people. But those who have understanding, they know that God's word has to be taught. He says, rightly dividing the word of truth. If I take this particular stand that tends to make people live a very simple and careless life, what would their lives look like? Oh no, I can't stay there. Because if I stay here, people will be so careless. And if I go to this other side and allow people to live with so much of legalism and they feel like God hates them and nothing, what would their lives look like? No, let's bring it to the middle. Let's get a middle playing ground, a balanced place where people can live a beautiful and a godly life, holy with the reverence of God, and you stay there. But when people lack understanding, they can teach anything and they will be saying to themselves, they are teaching it based on how they feel. They are not asking what is the mind of the Spirit concerning this doctrine. What's the Holy Spirit seeing about this particular thing I am teaching? And that's why sometimes the Bible says they thinking they are wise, they'll become like fools. Are you getting what I'm saying today? It's the spirit of understanding that guides you to teach the word of God to balance. That's why you see some teachers, you know, they just do it anyhow, but we refuse to do that. The spirit of understanding imparts to the believer God's perspective. Somebody say God's perspective. Do you know that God has his own perspectives? About everything, God has his own perspective. And the word of God is God's perspective. Are we here together? The spirit of understanding shows you the way God will see it. How will God see this thing? How does God see it? The spirit of understanding helps you capture and grab it. See things the way they ought to be in the eyes of God. John chapter 20. Let's look at a few scriptures tonight. John chapter 20, verse 21 and 22. Then Luke chapter 24. Yeah, Luke. I'm getting that. John chapter 20, verse 21, 20. He said, and Jesus said to them, peace unto you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Then verse 22, look at now. He says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Now go to Luke chapter 24. I think it should be 25. Luke 24, 25. Check. Let me be very sure that I'm reading the right one. Luke 24, 25. Okay, I think I'm there, but okay. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have said. Go ahead. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? Now, this is Jesus on his way to Emmaus. Are we here together? And he began to teach some things. Their hearts were, the things he was saying, he said, our hearts were burning within us, but they still lack what? Understanding. That you reacted when pastor preached and said, hey, ooh, doesn't mean you have understanding. Doesn't change. Their hearts burns within them. But what happened? You know that's what knowledge made their hearts burn. It is wisdom that will make them apply what he has said. And understanding will make them keep applying it continuously. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So Jesus was talking. He said, ought not the Christ. He started showing them these things and to enter into his glory. Go ahead. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded. Can you see now? They lack understanding. He expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is fast spent. And he went on to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and break it, and he gave it to them. Look at now. The next thing, what? Then their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. So all the while, they lacked understanding of the person speaking. He gave them bread, and their eyes opened. As soon as they knew him, they understood that it was Jesus, he vanished. Then the next thing they will start saying here, go ahead now. He says, and they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked to us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So while Jesus was opening the scriptures and their hearts were burning, they didn't decide anything. Why? They lacked understanding. As soon as he opened their understanding, everything became clear to them. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together. They will go and tell the story of every other thing and say, look at, we met Jesus. See what he said. Look at what happened. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? Proverbs chapter 4. I want to be sure it's Proverbs chapter 4, verse, is it verse 7? I think I made a few mistakes here. I need to correct them. It's right. Proverbs chapter 4. You're going to give me this in NIV, Amplified, and TPT. Look for it. NIV. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get what? Wisdom. And in all your gettings, get what? Understanding. NIV. He said, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have. Get what? Though it costs you how many things? All. Can you see that rich young ruler? He was not ready to let him cost him all he had. He said, get understanding. As soon as he lost that, he lost. I believe that guy would have lost it eternally. Except if he happens to be part of the 500 or 3,000 that God saved later. Maybe. But he would have lost that opportunity and privilege. You know what God reminded me of? It's not part of the teaching. It was my own personal romance with God this evening. And so I want to share that with us here. Okay, it's just by the way, but let me share with you. The thing just bubbled in my heart again, and I was like, wow. I said, wow. 1 Peter chapter 1, let me share with you. It's always good to share. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. I was reading, you know, 1 Peter, and I got to a particular place, and everything started shifting. Everything started shifting. Okay, look at this now. From verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 6. Yes, he said, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, for if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Go ahead now. That the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perish, though it is tested by fire, may be found to what? Praise, honor, and what? Glory. At the what? The revelation of the Christ. In other words, my faith is genuine. And because it is genuine, it has been tested and it has gone through a lot of things. He said that it may be found to what? Praise, honor, and what? Glory. At the what? At the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Then go ahead now. He says, whom? I love this. Having not seen you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing. You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. I said to myself, I've not seen him, but I love him. I don't even know him, but I've not met him, but I love him. He just changed everything. I was in the car while we're driving, and that just changed everything for me. And he just, look at it. And whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him. Now I do not see him. He's yet what? Believing. You rejoice. How many of us have had times where you are crying? You've not seen who you are crying for. Holy Ghost, I'm so good. You love Jesus. You've not seen anybody. Hey, I was just thinking about it. Are we here together? But guess what? It brought that consciousness. And I remember when Jesus told his disciples, he said, blessed are they who have not seen but they believe. So in other words, we are even blessed more than the disciples that saw him face to face. I felt a different grace and anointing this evening. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I have not seen you, but I believe you. But I will see you face to face. I will hug you, Jesus. I can only imagine. How many of you know this song? Surrounded by your glory, where would my... If you know it, go to the microphone and be there. Will I be able to speak in tongues? I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
When I see him face to face, I've always told you I will just evaporate. Just imagine him coming closer and he's saying, "Mommy, how are you? Hello." I can't wait. I don't know what your own Christianity is. Christianity is very real to me. Christianity is so real than my life. Do you know that heaven is more real than my existence? My existence is because there is hope of eternity. Are you getting what I'm sharing tonight? Hey! When you know these things, happy are ye. Ooh, glory to God. What a glorious life. Seeing that I have not seen him. He says, seeing that you've not seen, but you believe. You are believing. Look at present continuous. He said, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believe him. You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And when people see it, they say, are they mad? Are they okay? You don't know what's happening to us. You don't know what's happening to us. The Bible says that when he appears as he is, so we will be. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? When I look at him and I look at myself, we'll be the same. I look at him and look at myself, we'll be the same. And exactly. And you're trying to pick which one? Which? I can only imagine. The highest I can do now is to imagine. May God give us understanding. Let me rush through this. Let me rush through this. Now, amplified version of that. Amplified version of that. Let's do this. Are you being blessed at all? Tomorrow is going to be a great bomb. Don't miss it. Then he said to them. Now, Jesus said to them. Is this where we're reading? No, not here. Proverbs 4:7. Amplified version. I want to see another version. Proverbs 4:7. In the beginning, he said, the beginning of wisdom is get skillful and godly wisdom. It is pertinent. And with all your acquiring, get understanding. How? Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. Are you getting this gist? That means you wait. You look at it. You put it on a balance. By the Spirit of God. Not secular strength here now. There's a spirit in man. The Holy Spirit of understanding. He enlightens your mind. You can now see the way God sees. You can now understand the way God understands things. I came to announce to somebody under the sound of my voice. By the Spirit of understanding. Things are shifting around your space. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is lack of the spirit of understanding that makes some people who accepted Jesus Christ at one point or the other fall away. They get discouraged. They get discouraged and they get disappointed. Look at it. Let me show you. Matthew chapter 13 verse 3. Matthew chapter 13. Let's do this now. We'll have to rush a little bit here. Matthew chapter 13 verse 3. Matthew 13 verse 3. We're going to read 3 to 9 and I'll read 18 to 20. 3 to 9. Let's do it. Let's do it very fast. Do we have it? Everybody, let's read it in concert. Want to go now? Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Can you see that? And the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up, but because they had no depth of earth. Take note, because they had no depth of what? Earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no roots, they withered away. Number one, they had no depth of earth, and number two, they had no roots, they withered away. But the word of God came. Are we here together? Yes. Go ahead now. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Now, listen. You see why some believers have a better understanding than others. You see why some are more fruitful than others. You see why some are more productive than others. You see why some will be better than others in their walk with God because of their level of word understanding. Now, look at Neil. We're going to get it. Go to verse 18. Now, let's rush through. 13, 18. 13:18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. He's explaining it to them now. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatch away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Did you get that? So we made an altar call. 40 people came out. 4 months later, 3 months later, 4 weeks later, out of the 40, we have only 10. Where are the others? They've gone back to their vomits. But when they came out that day, you saw the sober reflection. You saw how they responded to the word. They were excited. The Bible says they were excited. They rejoiced. So because they had no debt, that means immediately people get born again, you here should attack them and disciple them. If you leave them to go back, they will not be grounded. You're supposed to sit them down and open their understanding and say, wow, I'm so excited. I saw that you made a commitment to Jesus. Oh, yes, yes. Some of them will be acting so funny. Some of them will even act saucy, but they don't have understanding yet. Just like a little baby that does not understand, I will drop your phone in the water. The treasure that they have received, if nobody helps them, they will throw it inside the what? The water. They will throw it in the trash. They could just leave that day and they will go back and their friend will just say, ah, you say, I see a picture for a church. You go out. Ah, born again. Oh, more, you know, get sense. And the next morning, they're hanging around with those guys. The Bible says, because they lack understanding. What happened? The devil came and he did what? He snatched it. That means every time people get born again, what they receive, it is not yet rooted. It's still where? The surface. Then some people, they allow it to get deep in their heart. They will yield how many? 30. Others will go deeper. They will yield how many? 60. Then those who allow it to grow well, they will yield what? 100. I'm a 100-fold believer. I don't know about you. I'm a 100-fold believer. I want to give Jesus 100-fold. I want to give Jesus 100-fold. I want to give him souls. I want to give him men. I want to give him people discipled. I want to give him people trained. I want to go the extra mile. Sometimes, don't mistake number. Somebody can have a congregation of 20,000 and only 1,500 are rooted. Don't get confused. There are congregations of 40, and out of the 40, 38 have solid disciples. If they are willing to die for Jesus. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Are you sure it's making sense? Satan does not want you to have understanding. That's why when we teach on the principle of honor, somebody will say, Pastor, don't talk that thing before. Honor, enter when I talk honor like this. I know what you go talk. It's honor, man, sure, honor. I think we go talk now. You see, that's what the devil does. The devil just makes you feel like you know everything. People, somebody's coming to church and you know that they're going to preach the word of God and the devil is telling you, ah, if Pastor opens the scripture, I know what he's going to say. Then some people, after the first service, the second service, they'll be on the canopy. Not because there's no space. Because there's just space here. They are too full to receive more. And it's the same message Pastor preached now. Hey, the word of God is fresh, ever new. Are you getting what I'm saying? So they will just retire and they just go and sit down under the canopy about something. And you say, today, God, we're going to be talking about dealing with the flesh. You say, Pastor, this pornography, leave him. Nah, he woke me. Nah, dear, my life, day. See, you lack understanding, that's why. If you have understanding, that will be an opportunity to sit tight and say, today, my eyes will open. Sir, when your eyes open, there's something you will run away from. If they beg you to do it, you will cause the person, say, if I shake me, la, you there are certain things you will know why you have understanding. Those who lack understanding are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and truth. Immediately you hear the word of God, the first thing you need to seek is what? Understanding. Because if you lack understanding, the devil will steal the truth that you have received. If you hear the word of God about prosperity, pray for understanding. You hear the word of God about faith, pray for understanding. You hear the word of God about for loyalty, pray for understanding. Don't assume you understand. Pray and say, Father, I receive depths of understanding in this reality that has been taught. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the truth. I embrace what has been said in the name of Jesus, no matter what. You see, people come to church now. Look at social media and everything spreading all around town. Somebody comes to church and we finish preaching something very sound, powerful, and the person goes home. Then the friends, they are gisting. And Jesus say, you know, see what's in the trends online? He say, yes, it's trending. Exactly what Pastor preached about and said Don't go in that trend. Then the friends will succeed. Because he or she lacks understanding, they will move. If you are understanding, it means you are rooted. If you are not rooted, very soon your friends will start telling you that, see, now heart church deal. I don't they watch you all these days. You go on Sunday, you go on Tuesday, you go. They're saying that they go evangelism. You two, they follow. Then they use you. One of my girls went, when we just started this church, early days when we just started church, she went for evangelism out somewhere around Estes. She was really passionate and preaching the gospel. She came back and she said, sir, I heard a voice telling me they are using you. Because she was so innocent. I just knew. I said, wow. In my mind, I said, devil, they mad. The bumbolo cigar. Die. Look at this little girl that's preaching the gospel of Jesus. The best thing that the devil could sell to her is they are using you. Wait, they are using you to save souls? I don't understand the use. Where is the use? That you are dispensing eternal life. And before you know it, some people will hear things like that, they get discouraged. Some people start coming to church, and whenever they are doing anything in church, they say, oh, God bless you. Who's going? We're having a project in church. We're going to give 500,000. The guy stands up. Next week, we have a project. We're going to. The guy stands up again. Then the third week, he stands up. Then somebody by his side say, oh, let's see, your ass is scratching. They don't call you stand. They call you stand. They call you stand. See, very soon, everybody you know you have money in this church. Well, you suffer. Then the next 2 weeks, they come to church again, and maybe there's a project. And we say, oh, we have a project. And the guy sits, put. Somebody has killed the gold mine that God is working out for him. The heart to give will die. The energy will die. He will now join the congregation of the people. See, not everybody who doesn't give, they are not giving because they don't have. Some are giving because they lack an understanding. If somebody doesn't have, God understands. Do you know that? But you see, when somebody has and they are not given because they have formed the mindset that I'll go offering. Now for God, do I give my offering? I'll just beg already for road. Now for God, do I give my offering? You see, that's a very stupid, idiot devil trying to dissuade you from knowing the truth. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There's a way that seemeth right. He said, but the end is destruction. Follow the ancient path. Look at what the word of God says and do it. Should there be for charity? Yes. The one for God, is it for charity? No. The one for your parents, is it for charity? No. As God blesses you, you will be rich and wealthy enough to know all the streams of incomes and how you bless people, all the channels of being a blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Ah, me, I know if you give my tithes for church again. No, they look for people with their life tithes, so give them the tithes. You know, smart, not just rhymes. You see, that's when the devil is about to finish people, he begins to sell all manner of things here and there. You loved somebody in the church before, and something happened, and there was a slight quarrel, and you went and you apologized, and you said, oh, I'm really sorry for what happened. Then you went back to your friend and said, I was just feeling somehow. I had to apologize. He said, you did what? He said, I apologize. He said, you said you were feeling somehow. Would you be mumu? Eh? With what you did? With all the... All of a sudden, you start feeling wrong. Your right will become wrong because somebody came to sow an evil seed. But if you have understanding, what will you do? You tell the person, it's not about you. I sense that it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me. Follow peace with all men. This is the word of God. Are you getting the gist? For time's sake, let us pray. There's so many things. Let us pray. Let us pray. I will do understanding part 1.5. This understanding is not finished though. There are many things though. Understanding. Then I'll enter counsel. So, but let's stop somewhere. Have you been blessed tonight?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.